This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And or good morning, Power Hour Nation. You picked a great day to join us. Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. Laura Presley, she's going to be here soon, about a half hour update on her monumental, groundbreaking, very important, muy importante, I think that's appropriate for Texas to use Spanish, right? An election case. She'll be here to update on that ongoing saga. Very good, very important. John Hewlett, the nitric oxide guy, he's going to be joining the last hour to give update to different things. It's National Diabetes Awareness Month, so we're going to talk a lot in that context and the testimonies and why the nitric oxide is helping on those type things. Why is it that people with diabetes seem to find life-changing results? Why? Well, stick around and you'll find out. In the meantime, we'll go over the news. We've got some very big news stories. Uncle Kevin's here. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back again, Dan.
Yes, great to have you.
A little hectic this afternoon, but we made it.
Hectic because of the printer?
Yeah.
If anybody knows of a home printer that is actually reliable, durable, it doesn't suck down ink like a camel looking for water.
Oh, I'm telling you, they're terrible.
Unbelievable. I mean, they're just, no notice whatsoever.
It.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah,
we got the news printed. Here it is, right in my hand. Out of the BBC, very important story. Italy bans, present tense, unvaccinated children from school. Italian children have been told not to turn up to school unless they can prove they have been quote-unquote properly vaccinated. The deadline follows months of national debate over the compulsory vaccination. Parents risk being fined up to 500 euros, which is about $560, if they send their unvaccinated children to school. Children under 6 can be turned away. The new law came amid a surge in measles cases, but Italian officials say vaccination rates have improved since it was introduced. Under Italy's so-called Lorenzen Law, named after the former health minister who introduced it, children must receive a range of mandatory immunizations. They include chickenpox, measles, mumps, rubella, the infamous MMR vaccine. Children up to age 6 will be excluded from nursery and kindergarten. Those 6 to 16 cannot be banned from attending school, but their parents face fines if they do not complete the mandatory course of immunization. So I guess your child can go if you pay $560.
Yes. That's sort of good. It's going to force the parents to really think about whether they should send them to school or not.
Well, I don't know. I should have looked this up for Italy. I didn't. In Greece, I know in Greece, you know, there is no homeschooling. You know, it's not like America where you got homeschooling. There's not really homeschool.
Oh, didn't know that.
You know, maybe there's some religious schools or stuff like that, but there's no homeschooling like in America. In Italy, maybe it's the same. They're very close to each other. I don't know. So what are those people left to do then?
Pick grapes.
<It's> like... Like Lucille Ball in I Love Lucy. She's going to stomp grapes now.
Yeah.
We've talked about this yesterday. We talked about it quite a bit. Ladies and gentlemen, we are telling you. I mean, I hate to stand on a stump and sound like I'm browbeating you to death, but this issue is getting more important, not less.
Yeah, they're bringing it to the forefront. So,
well, you know, Facebook, they're going to ban all, you know, pro-choice vaccine.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Facts on the...
They're banning everything, except commie stuff.
Yeah.
Just about.
So, it's here, ladies and gentlemen. The fight is now. Thomas, you're my hero.
Yeah.
We got to have Thomas on the radio.
We should. We were talking about
Thomas,
you
if you're listening,
today, Thomas.
Yeah, call in to Jay or Jay. Catherine, maybe, you know, coordinate with Jay. Let's get Thomas on. I want to talk to Thomas and see what he actually does here, his experience. Because this
it's huge.
This is so big, ladies and gentlemen. So big. It's happening in Italy. The whole country. Basically, no exemptions.
You got to stand up.
College Fix. Minority students offered no white safe space for racial healing circle. See, I purposely didn't read this to you before we started today to get your reaction. This is San Diego State University. If you're a minority.
Is this that snowflakes and fairies or whatever?
Unicorns. I don't know. But, they are offered a space with there's no white people there, so they can heal.
And they're Play-Doh. And crayons.
And Legos.
And Legos.
Yeah. Legos, crayons,
Play-Doh.
It's the
most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
And no white people. That's what our colleges have come to, ladies and gentlemen. No white people, but you get crayons, Play-Doh, and Legos. Legos, crayons, Play-Doh, no whites.
That's going to get you a hell of a job out in the field.
It's going to really affect you when you're, working and your white boss asks you for a paper. I want my safe space and my Legos.
You go for your interview, you bring your Legos with you.
Let's move on. This is ridiculous. I just brought that up. This is very disturbing, extremely disturbing to me. Ron Paul Institute, bipartisan attacks on the Second Amendment. The House of Representatives recently passed legislation that would expand the national background check system and require all transactions. Basically, it's creating a de facto gun registration system in America.
You register them, they know where they are, and they can come and get them.
Okay, now. Our man in the White House, supposedly, right?
Okay.
President Trump. President Trump has joined Marco Rubio, who is Rubio's all on this, all for this, in wanting the government to, in Trump's words, quote, this is from Trump, about red flag laws.
Okay.
Take the guns first, go through due process second.
Ooh, that's not good.
Does that make you want to break your watch? Makes me want to do more and break my watch.
I loosened up a strap the other day.
Well, I don't want to comment too much, but this, ladies and gentlemen, though, just want to make you aware. On the heels of that, support for Trump dwindles among ICE officers from Washington Times. ICE officers who endorsed President Trump last election now say he's failed to follow through on his get tough promises. Yeah, it's the same thing that Ann Coulter has been saying. Ann Coulter rips, quote, shallow, narcissistic con man Trump. Very harsh words from Ann Coulter.
She let him have it.
And she also rips the lying media. She says, well, the media can be lying and Trump can be a con man, too. Both things can be true.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thoughts or ideas about this?
No, I'm just waiting.
For what?
The day.
For the day. The day of what?
It's coming. I have not lost faith.
Well, it's not. Trump's a project. Like Daniel Esselin said, we need to look at Trump as a project, a moment in time. Hundreds of man hours are wasted each day at a time of crisis on the border, the leaders of the National ICE Council has said. This is very disturbing. I'm troubled. I've always told you, I want to be honest. I'm not going to be overflowing with my zeal for Trump if there's no need to. If there's something to be alarmed about, then I'm going to try to report it to you. I've tried to be that. Yes, I think he is a moment. I think there is an important time stamp here, and he represents a lot of very positive, important things for America, for people who like freedom. Okay, but when you hear quotes like this, this is unacceptable.
I agree.
Take the guns first, due process second.
I agree. I don't like that at all.
That's why, the Bill of Rights, what does that mean to him? Apparently nothing.
Nothing.
Apparently little. Is he going along? Is he a body double? I mean, who knows? I don't even know.
Maybe he's just saying that to...
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear placate. You're talking about the Second Amendment. You're talking about the Bill of Rights. That let's take the guns first.
When it comes to push, come to shove, you ain't going to do it. That's what I'm...
Maybe.
Maybe he's just getting over a hump.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Southern Poverty Law Center, that bastion of freedom and truth.
Yeah.
It surpasses $500 million in assets. How in the world does a rating agency... $500 million. What are they? They're just they're basically a political commentary agency is what they are.
Yeah, they're political Gestapo.
Okay, how did they come up with $500 million in assets?
It's all our tax money.
God almighty.
Most of it.
Wow. Phew. Venezuela. The situation is not getting better, apparently. It's to the point now, out of RT, final countdown. U.S. diplomats given 72 hours to pull out of Venezuela.
Wow.
72 hours, get out.
Get out.
Does that mean that
Is that so the Russians can move in, or Chinese can move in, or what?
Does that mean that total war is going to come? Does that mean a Vietnam-type situation? Does that mean it's going to break down?
They ain't got no money for bullets, so I wouldn't worry about a war. You know?
They got oil. They always got money for bullets. They'll find bullets. They got bullets in there. The people, they're going to starve the people to death, but there'll be gold, oil, and bullets. You can write that down. Boeing. You know, a lot of countries are very upset with Boeing about the crash in Ethiopia.
Two of them.
And the other one also. Everything on the line for Boeing as investigators look for causes of recent 737 crashes. The MAX 8 is under investigation after the two deadly crashes. The U.S. firm's reputation, billions of dollars are at stake, depending on the results of these.
I heard something that you probably haven't heard.
I'm sure. Go ahead.
It's ransomware.
That's what you heard, that maybe ransomware. So that's a rumor.
That's more than one people, more than one person said it. I'm not going to say who said it, but it's ransomware. The plane takes off. You got
a virus on board.
Yeah, you got ransomware on board. You pay this. If you don't pay it, the plane is going down. Can't confirm it, but that's what I heard.
That's fascinating.
That's fascinating. That's exactly.
Well, these planes.
I mean, how can you not pay it? You know, after the.
Well, they didn't. Well, the first time they probably said, no, we're not going to pay it.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thought.
That's a great.
I don't know if it's a great thought. It's not a great thought, but it's a very interesting thought. Do you.
Very plausible.
These planes are so dependent upon electronics where, you know, 20, 30 years ago, they had electronics on there, but the plane wasn't dependent on. The plane's going to fly whether there's electronics or not. Now, I don't even know if that's true.
Yeah, the pilot can't override the computers.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. That's what I thought. That's why I brought it up to you.
From ransomware to rats. Our next story. Pest control experts warn of plague of rats resistance to poison. I know here. I know that. Can you imagine them eating the poison? The little
C60.
No. Are they eating C60? Is that what's going on these rats?
They got this into a stash of C60. The poison won't kill them.
Well, this lady out of Edinburgh, Scotland, she's talking about that's the worst place. The blame being placed on lazy neighbors who do not dispose of waste. Well, waste or not, the rats are coming in droves and they just lap the poison up like it's breakfast.
Yeah. You get used to anything after a while. I mean, you got to change the poison.
You know what they won't get used to?
What?
A mousetrap. A rat trap. Right. That's foolproof.
Yeah, pellet.
A pellet gun.
We love to shoot those little rascals.
A pellet gun. Those sticky traps are pretty good, except I've had them pull away from them, sticky traps.
Yeah, there's a leg left on them.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, I don't even want to think about that. Those traps, they're not immune to the trap. Now, the trap may malfunction, but they're not. If it works, it ain't immune to it. Anyway, more rats and what have you and health news on the other side. Holy cow, Laura Presley, too. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, to PowerHour.com. So good to be with you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Uncle Kevin, you said you got a question for me. Let's go ahead and get to that.
I do. And it's just a quote. It's just a quote. And it's somebody in ancient times. The fate of empires depends on the education of their youth. Who said that?
Two people popped to mind.
Okay.
Aristotle or Plato popped to mind.
Bingo. You win the prize.
Who was it?
Aristotle.
Aristotle. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Even back then, they were how important it was, you know?
Yeah, well, Hitler sure thought it was important.
It was.
Great quote. Great quote.
It was a good
quote. Couple stories. This one's a great news to me. Anyway, Georgia Dam pushes testicular Bill of Rights. Now you think, oh, that's kind of weird, right?
That is weird.
but it's all in, what am I trying to say? It's with, I can't even say this correctly. I'm talking about testing. Let's forget I even said that
one. The story.
Basically, Georgia has introduced a bill where once there's a heartbeat detected in a baby, no abortion. So there's been a bill introduced. That was a long way of saying, and there's a big circular about that. If there's a heartbeat, no abortion in Georgia, bill introduced. Now, it hasn't passed yet. It's HB 481, the heartbeat bill. So very good news.
Very good news.
The Democrats in the House Democrats have also announced an expanded DREAM Act. I say Democrats. The Republicans, they're supporting this.
Yeah.
They're just not doing it openly or directly. They've upped their ante on illegal immigration, announcing new legislation that would not only grant legal status to potentially millions of illegal immigrant dreamers, but add more to the mix and also give them in-state college tuition and give them scholarships and student loans.
Probably a flat on Fifth Avenue, too.
You know, when you know, because I've went to school, and the difference between in-state and out-of-state tuition is dramatic.
Dramatic.
Some of these students. So you're talking, get either, not only let them in the country and what have you, have them jump over, like, the state next to it, Texas. Like, oh, you're from Oklahoma, but you're going to Texas. So let them jump up. You see, do you think they're fomenting revolution here? Do you think they're foaming dissent? Do you think, oh, I wonder why people are getting aggravated, getting upset, getting mad? And I don't want to, don't tell me I am racist because this makes me angry. This has nothing to do with racism. Common sense, maybe. Common sense, yes. Just ridiculousness. Just the rape of our country. Some more stories. Don't go feeding the squirrels and pigeons in New York. At least not very much longer.
Because you get a fine?
Well, they're going to outlaw feeding the squirrels. Don't feed the squirrels anymore.
Is it because of what? They just want money? Or is there a reason behind it?
No, a $50 fine. You could even go to jail. It is illegal to feed any wildlife except for squirrels and pigeons, but the Parks Department has said that, nah, that's, let's not going to do that because that's an abuse. I can't even read this with a straight face, the reason. The reason they want to now apply it to all animals.
Okay, I'm listening.
You listening?
You got my ear.
Because this would legally constitute, quote, an abuse of park animals. So the animals would be abused because they're only feeding the squirrels and the pigeons.
Wow. I think they just want the $50.
I can't even... How can I read this news? How can I read this with a straight face? Ladies and gentlemen, your life, your happiness, your future, it depends on you. Who you love, who's around you. Hold them close. Teach them well. Seattle Times. Farmers in the Yakima Valley are still assessing the damage after a snow and wind storm a month ago killed 1,800 dairy cows.
Oh, my gosh. Didn't hear about that.
Boom. Now, here's some. You remember we talked about woolly mammoth? You know,
trying to bring them back. They got their DNA.
In Japan, they're trying to do it. They've come close. Research team, quote, wakes up mammoth cell nuclei. New findings indicate that the resurrection of mammoths is not a fantasy. A research team, including members from Kinde University, is saying that after cell nuclei extracted from 2,800-year-old sample, remains of a woolly mammoth were discovered to retain some function. So they are working right now. They've made some progress, but not quite all the way. Can you imagine if go to a zoo and see a real woolly mammoth?
That would be pretty cool.
Flight of the jellyfish, eel, and barnacle among the California coast. Scientists have discovered a shape that blocks all sound, even your coworkers. Fascinating story. A shape. So not sound absorbing, sound deadening. A specific mathematical shape absorbs the frequency and stops the sound. Game changer. Simple eye scan may detect Alzheimer's early. Study finds. Very good. Get more vitamin B's to protect your brain. You want to protect your brain? Get on your vitamin B's. The best vitamins that I know of are the grown by nature. They're the best. Blueberry antioxidants help lower blood pressure, of course. And, there's the end of the segment. Last word, Uncle Kevin?
That was quick. It went fast.
It does go quick. Well, when you're talking about pigeons and illegals and gun rights.
Insane things.
Yeah. Goes quick. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com. Laura Presley on the other side.
Oh, we love Laura.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI and federal prosecutors say they are charging at least 50 people in the largest college cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States.
We have charged three people who organized these scams, two SAT or ACT exam administrators, one exam proctor, one college administrator, nine coaches at elite schools, and 33 parents.
U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says parents knew their kids were cheating on the SATs and ACT entrance scores, and sometimes false sports credentials are being created as well. Some of the schools involved include Yale, Georgetown, USC, and Wake Forest. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on Thursday on the resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Some Republicans are expected to join Democrats in rejecting the president's order. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To announce some of the specials. I'll do that next hour. But the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Consider the great products. That's how we're here. We need your support. Buy from the good guys, as Joyce always said. And if you aren't in the mood or market to buy some of these products, consider a donation, because we're worth your attention. We don't get the George Soros checks. We get the checks from you. And that's the way we want it, and that's the way we like it. So please continue to support us at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Our next guest is, you know, the word hero gets passed around a lot, you know, comic books or whatever. We're not talking about comic books. We're talking about real life and be able to stand against almost insurmountable odds, almost impossible odds, and the daunting task of taking on a massive organized system designed to fraudulently take your will and your votes. At the middle of this is Laura Presley. Of course, she ran for city council there in Austin. Her case, her story is legendary. Laura Presley, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hi, Daniel and Power Hour listeners. I'm so excited to be back on. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you for all you do, my dear friend. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's just get a quick summary. Just quickly, where are we with your case? What was the result?
Yeah, you know, so we filed an election contest in the state of Texas over some electronic corruption and fraud in my election in 2014 for Austin City Council. The short story is we took that case all the way to the Texas Supreme Court, and we prevailed. And the court, for the first time in the country, has stated, a state Supreme Court has stated that electronic statistics, corruption errors on audit logs, election officials that tell county election judges to ignore counting laws to make sure the count is accurate, is now evidence for any candidate going forward in the country and in the state of Texas. And here's the deal. You know, Joseph Stalin, Daniel, said it doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes. I want us to really focus on that, because all of these cases in the past for election fraud have had, you know, they trot a couple of voters in to a courtroom and say, how'd you vote? Or they worry about illegal voters, onesies, twosies. When you talk about when you can push a button and change 100,000 or a million votes with a push of a button of a computer and nobody knows about it, that's where the rubber meets the road. And that's the side of the equation Stalin was talking about. And here we fast forward to, you know, electronic tabulations in the modern age now, and no one's watching how these votes are counted. And so our case was about counting and fraudulent counting, and it was the first in the country. So we prevailed, and we are getting the word out to candidates that they now can use these type of techniques to challenge elections.
All right, let's give a little bit more background so people understand. In Texas, it is the law that you must have a ballot. It must be numbered ballot. You must be able to go back and to track that. In Laura's case, and Laura's election, a young man just moved there, basically 6 months, who's an atheist in a heavily dominated religious community, beat her 2-1, which is, okay, sure, whatever. So she began to look at it and to see the logs. None of those things, none of Texas law was followed. She saw the algorithm. It was a smoking gun. She's an engineer by trade. This is like a needle in a haystack, Laura Presley. And then she had the courage and conviction to stand, and months and years on this, to stand against a system that did everything in its power, short of executing her on the highway, to stop this, and she prevailed. Now, as a result, Texas Supreme Court has now confirmed that, yes, this is law, yes, this is important, yes, you have to follow it. But we're seeing that from A to B, it's not so simple. Laura, what are we seeing in the local districts now?
Yeah, so that's a good question, Daniel. So, you know, I want to give the Lord the credit for this case, because we were up against the odds. I mean, it reminds me of the Gideon story in the Book of Judges that, we were stripped of all our lawyers. The Lord said, get rid of all your lawyers, do this yourself, do this pro se, and listen to what I'm saying. And we did that. And this is his victory. So what's kind of happening now is we have this case on the book that's a precedent. And, you know, a lot of people got their hands slapped on this, how they're not following law and their criminal behavior and all this. But it's very interesting. Last week, I was participating in an event here in my county where this case was held. And we asked them, are you going to start printing these, having the ballots numbered, and you're going to start printing these results tapes that show the results of each precinct before they all these memory cards go down to the main office where they're tabulated, again, focused on what Stalin said, the tabulation is the issue. And the county clerk would not even answer the question. We asked them, how are you going to number the ballots? How are you going to print the tapes? And all she could do was say, we're not answering that question tonight. Next question. I mean, it was blatant.
Oh my gosh.
It was shocking. But I want to raise this up on a spiritual level, because I was wondering, why didn't she just lie? You know, why didn't she just go on the record? And because they've been, you know, they're inconsistent. What they're doing is not following the state law, and we're pointing that out. But it's very interesting how she wouldn't even answer it, and she got angry, she got irritated. It was visible to the room of over 100, maybe 200 people. And so what's happening now, they're exposing themselves. We're raising the bar. We're raising the awareness. And they still cannot follow law. I mean, it's shocking, Daniel. It is shocking. And so we're not done. We're going to continue to press this with all means possible, legal means and political means here. Because I'll tell you what, each one of us has to understand what the laws are in our state, in our county, what needs to be done, and start raising the bar and asking the question. So that's kind of where we are. And, you know, we're a year ahead of the primaries for 2020. And that's good to know, because if they're going to start pulling this game, we need to know ahead of time so we can address it
yes.
now. And well, I believe that dear Lord is allowing this to be exposed so we can do something.
Well, you have a year. I mean, if they can't figure out how to count ballots in a year, then what are they doing? They're just incompetent.
Well,
let me ask you a real specific question. That county clerk, it goes a little to intent or whatever, I don't know, but you answer it however you want to. You've gone through this case. This is simple as simple. Count the ballots, have them numbered so people can go back and check to see if their ballot is right, and have a tabulation before it goes to the main source, so that there's so little. I mean, this dramatically cuts the chance of corruption. Dramatically. Do you think that county clerk, do you think she knows exactly what's at stake? Do you think she's part of the bigger cover-up of a whole system, that she knows exactly what she's doing?
Well, it's a good question, Daniel. And, you know, we have to ask her, but let me just tell you what the tea leaves and what the evidence is. The evidence is this case took 4 years, and it is very clear what's expected by the ruling from the Texas Supreme Court. Very, very clear. And it just looks to me like she wants another lawsuit. So you have to ask why. Like, I mean, that's what you're asking. Like, why in the midst of this, where there's already the ruling from the court, and they continue to ignore? That is evidence. In my opinion, that seems like someone who feels like they have cover from somewhere to keep doing the illegalities and the criminal behavior that the Texas Supreme Court cited. So I don't have any other solution but that they must feel that they have cover from somebody.
I'm going to ask a deeper question now. Trump's election 2 years ago, no matter what you think of what he's done, hasn't done, whatever, to me, it was an important moment in America. His election, his candidacy, the things he said, especially his attacks on the media, an environment has been created here in America where a light has been shown on the cockroaches to a degree we haven't seen probably ever in American history. We're starting to see the corruption now. It's so open. It's so blatant. You can't even argue about it. It's like you said about the county clerk. She won't even lie. It's like that's how open and bad this is. She won't even lie about it anymore. She just refused to answer. Are we in America being given a choice here to where we see what we're choosing and given a chance to choose and chance to make a decision here?
I believe, Daniel, I believe this is spiritual. We're in a spiritual struggle right now, and it really comes back to each one of us, and we kind of talked about this in the last interview. You know, we, each one of us Christians, we know what team we're on. We have to maintain that purity. We have to maintain the righteousness. We have to be more than human right now, and because we are on the Lord's team. We're on the Lord's team, and we have to stay on it. Anytime we veer off, we're not going to have cover from Him. And so I believe Donald Trump is put there by God. He's not perfect. He's not an angel, but he's Mr. Right now. And we have to.
I think that's a great way to look at it.
Yes.
There's the music. Hang tight. We'll get some more questions on the other side. I think that's a great way to look at it. What else did we expect, ladies and gentlemen? Do we deserve any better? I mean, really. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com. PresleyForAustin.com is her website. 2F.
You have haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Or Presley. Her website, Presley for Austin with F-O-R. Presley, F-O-R, Austin.com. Two S's on Presley. You can updates on everything going on. The donation button to keep this fight going. She won. Now she's got a, you know, there's a lot to this. And there's a lot of sacrifices she's made here. I'm going to ask you at this meeting, what were people's reaction? Were they just aghast? Were there people who were just like, oh my gosh, this county clerk is out of her mind? What?
Yeah, it was very interesting, Daniel. Our people were in the first front two rows, and they knew the question was going to be asked, and we were waiting to see what she was going to say. We were hoping for the best, right? We're hoping she's going to do the right thing and learn from the... Everybody makes some errors and mistakes. You know, as humans, we have to learn from those. And we were We were just in shock. We couldn't believe it. And when she said, we're not going to answer that question, next question, it was embarrassing for her.
Do you think, really, you know, this reminds me of the deep state, you know, when people are caught and they're being pushed, it's like, okay, you caught me, so what? What are you going to do about it? It's like,
exactly.
What are you going to do about it? No, next question.
Yeah, I've got cover. Next question. She might as well get there.
I got a whole system behind me. I got a whole legal system. You'll never get me in court. You can take me to court. They'll never go anywhere. I can do exactly what I want. Who are you? What are you going to do? I mean, this is at a county clerk level in one county in America, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my gosh.
I know. And so, Daniel, here's really the answer, okay? There's a spiritual answer, and then there's a earthly answer. I'm going to give you the spiritual one first. The spiritual answer is, those of us on God's team, we have to be more than human. We have to be more and more and more honest. We have to be more and more accountable. And we have to be more and more willing to hold our friends accountable for things that they're not doing right. Because if we're asking these judges and these systems to hold their buddies accountable and do it right, we have to have that in our life, and I'm trying to do that more and more every single day. And I want all of our listeners, all of us on God's team, we have to do more of that. If we want that in these elections, we have to do it in our life. So that's the spiritual. That's the spiritual solution. Now, the earthly solution is this. Candidates have to challenge these elections when all these illegal things are going on. And that's where we come in and we say, we're not giving you any money, candidate. We're not going to block walk. We're not going to phone bank for you unless you promise to challenge these elections when there's a hint of impropriety in your election.
Ooh, that's
great. And when candidates start doing that, progress is going to be made. And what I got done in my case is going to be multiplied across the country. So we've got a spiritual solution and we've got an earthly one. And those are the two. After 4 years of doing this, and praying and seeing what happens, that's my best thinking, and that's what the Lord has told me.
All right, I'm going to, you say on God's side. I'm going to put it a little different, just because some people, when they hear God or they think religions, and they think they get turned off. And I've tried to say, liberty side. We're on liberty side. So if you're on liberty side, it doesn't matter if, you know, you can not believe the Bible. You're on liberty side, you're on my side. You're on Laura's side. If you're on liberty, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, that's God's side. So everybody can meet right there, okay, ladies and gentlemen? So please don't get turned off by words. We're on liberty's side. Now, my final question here, I don't know if you heard the story last week, to me, is the biggest story of the day, the week, maybe the month, maybe the year. Who knows the ramifications of this? In England, they are injecting the LGBT curriculum into these schools, you know, six-year-olds, seven-year-olds, just like they are in America. They're doing the same thing there in a district in Britain. 600 students, Muslims, got together, and their parents said, if you don't take this out, this is the last day our children will ever go to your school. They took them all out.
I love it.
They began the protest, and lo and behold, the school district relented and they took it out, and I was in shock. I was in shock, not because I knew that's how you win. That's not what shocked me. What shocked me is how utterly embarrassing this is for the United States of America and Christians all around this country.
That's right. That's right, Daniel. That, you know, I don't agree with the Muslim faith in a lot of ways, or the Quran and all of it. But I'll tell you what, that you have to respect what they did and the courage that those parents showed and the control that they realized what power they had. And that's a beautiful thing to see. It is. And we need to be on righteousness side. That's where we need to be. And well, that's incredible. I had not heard that story, but that is just, that makes you pause. It's amazing.
It's a stunning story. And where are the churches in all this? Where are the churches when, you know, the abortion? Why are they not screaming, you know, boycott New York? If you're gonna kill newborn babies, then abort New York. Then boycott New York. Where are them saying, take your children out of school? We are not letting our children get abortions. We're not letting 6-year-olds learn about, I don't even want to say it on air, but you know, use your imagination. Yeah. Where are the churches that are saying this? What good are they if they will not stand now, Laura Presley?
Exactly. And this is where what I just said, if you're not on God's side, you actually have to do some things. You have to hold your schools accountable, and that's what I'm talking about. If we don't do what we can do in our own communities and what our own power is, we're going to get what we deserve. We have to stand up and hold each other accountable. It's not easy, guys. It's not easy for us to do it, and it's not easy for our leaders to do it to each other, and that's where we're asking them to do it.
So my mind's going all over the place.
We have to start here in our hearts. I'm not perfect. I'm a human. I make mistakes, and I try to learn from those and try to make a change for the next time.
We got about a minute or so. For somebody sitting at home, you know, they hear this and they think, well, that's all well and good, but what am I supposed to do? You know, what difference can I make? And you are, you know, a living example of what one person can do. But what advice would you give to somebody sitting at home hearing this and to help overcome what we're dealing with?
I think we have to be more honest, Daniel. We have to be more accountable and hold other people accountable. And we've got to tell candidates, we're not going to give you a penny. We're not block walking. We're not phone banking for you unless you challenge these elections when you think there's a hint of impropriety. That's it. That's our power. And I'm going to keep on that one.
Last question. I thought the other was, but the guy had time here. There's a big push. People starting to understand that what we call the government, it's not the republic anymore. It's basically a corporate takeover, a corporate fill-in of our republic from 250 years ago. These are all corporations. All these cities have now turned into corporations, and they're enacting corporate statutes on the people, and they think it's still the republic, that there's a corporate versus republic difference here. I mean, do you see that? Do you see people being able to pull us out of that corporate and go towards the republic?
Well, I think we've got the rule of law in our favor at this moment. We might not in the next 2 years. This is a chance to do it. We might not have it 2 years from now, Daniel, but we've got to continue to stay focused on the rule of law and hold that power. That's what we have right now.
Laura, it's an honor to talk to you. God bless you. Our prayers are with you. God keep you. I put God's arms around you with all the power that I have to do. God bless you, Laura Presley, and what you're doing. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Does Vic Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.